It's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Our guests in studio this morning are James. Once again, guys, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you.
Pleasure to be here.
And new songs, new album, finishing up with the title cut off the new CD, Hey Ma, which I'm told is coming out domestically, as they say, in September. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Out now as an import, I do believe, on Fontana Records. I haven't seen you guys personally for a long, long time, and I know that actually a lot of you hadn't seen each other personally for a long, long time. The band officially called it quits, I guess, for a while at the end of 2001. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. We definitely called it quits, completely finished, uh-huh. Never to be returned again.
Uh-huh. What happened?
What happened was, Larry and Jimmy carried on working together, and then after a few years, they kind of rang me, and I was involved in other things and with my son and doing my own record and stuff, and said no, and then they rang a few years later in a very kind of synchronistic time when I think Saul had rang me the week before. Mm. And suggested a tour of James, but without any hits, just doing the more obscure kind of arty songs.
Interesting idea.
And a few other things had gone on, and I don't know. I just started asking myself, why was I saying no? And then we met in a rehearsal room, me, Larry, and Jimmy, and wrote 30 songs in 3 days, and so we kind of realized it was still there, and so then we started talking to everybody else, and it kind of snowballed from that point.
Now, you mentioned the hits. In the States, I guess there was one big hit, Laid, which was, what, 94, 95, something like
yeah.
that? But over back in the UK, you guys were, you know, you had a lot of hits over there in the early 90s, right? Yeah. Late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, and about 17 or something.
Yeah, a lot. About 17 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
And I'm
well,
guessing...
You seem to be queuing me up for that.
Well, I guess it was an accidental cue, yeah. But you caught it, thanks. but you know, when you come back together after this period of time, a band that's got so much history, and not just history as friends and people who've sort of traveled together and done all this stuff, but the history of a band that's been very, very successful. Any expectations coming back and putting this back together all these years later?
Of course. And that was the resistance to coming back. We took about 2 months persuading Jim to do it under the name James. And, you know, the whole point was to write a new record. We were going to do it under a different name at first because expectations. We don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot or ruin people's memories.
Mm.
And, you know, we rate ourselves quite highly. And so that was a big thing. But when so what we did for this album, we wrote about 120 pieces of music and culled it down to 12 to make sure that we had some really good songs and there's no fillers, you know, and we worked really hard.
Now, you mentioned a little bit about writing. What about recording? Where did you do this record?
We did this in a chateau in France. Some friends of Saul.
Sounds rough.
Yeah, it was really hard. They had this amazing kind of chateau. I don't know how many acres of land and a helicopter on the front lawn.
Oh, God.
And but actually, it was in renovation. That's why we could afford it.
Right.
And we took over the attic and built a studio, recorded live for 2 weeks, and then everybody went to their own studios in their own bedrooms. So everybody had studios built in their own rooms. Because, you know, technologically, you can do that now easily on a computer.
Of course, yeah.
And then so everybody then threw live, mad, crazy ideas at the thing, and the poor producer had to kind of sift through it and cull it all.
I was going to say, how did you figure out how it was all going to work out and what ended up on the songs?
We left Lee Muddy Baker, who produced it, we left him alone, and he did a lot of it, and then we came back and kind of, you know, told him what was what.
Now, when we first met again this morning a little while ago before the set, I asked you how it felt, and you guys said it probably feels the best it's ever felt. Tell us about that.
I mean, for me, definitely, it's about the best it's ever felt. I mean, one of the main things of getting back for me was if the communication had got better. We had a rough period in the kind of late-ish 90s.
Why was that, do you think? Was it success? Was it just like, you know, people been together too long?
Been together a long time. You know, it's like you're like a family and you live together on tour buses as brothers, you know, and don't you fall out with your brother sometimes?
Mm, I fall out with everybody.
Okay. We won't talk about that. And, we had a really rough period at one point, and that was partly why we finished, because we were making music that we loved, but I wasn't enjoying the process very much, and I don't think a few of the others were. And
so what's changed apart from the fact that you're older?
Well, quite a few people have had kids, and so different lifestyles, different values, and just communication. I think we're just able to talk more directly to each other. in a way and resolve our differences and clear stuff, not let it just build up as resentment, rather talk about it.
James, I've always worn your hearts on your sleeves in your songwriting, I think. You know, you've talked about things that are important to you, politically, of course. And this record seems to be even, you know, taking that a little bit further. Tell us about some of the songs on this record and what you set out to do with this album, apart from obviously reunite as a band and make music.
Well, I mean, I write the lyrics. I mean, I should introduce people here. Really,
yeah, please do.
We got Jimmy on bass, who me and Jim have been together for... I'm not going to tell you how long. Andy on trumpet, Andy Diagram, who was with us around Gold Mother and Seven Period.
Right. And then when Larry left, in fact, right?
Larry left just after Laid.
Yeah.
He's playing guitar today, and he played bass drum then. And Saul Davis, who plays violin, guitar, and drums today.
Right.
And we've left two of the others back at home, keyboard playing, Mark and drummer.
Right.
So what was your question?
I don't know.
It was a good one, whatever it was. Oh, I know. About the song. Well, the thing about the lyrics for me is I can't sit down and choose to write about something. But when we improvise songs, we do everything through improvisation. So that song, Hey Ma, Hey Ma, the Boys in Body Bags Coming Home in Pieces, came up in the first improvisation, and some of the lyrics did. And it was like, uh-oh, I'm going to have to write a song about this. You know, and I know that that's going to be either controversial or... And I tend to hate protest songs. So we've kind of made a happy protest song, which is a nice paradox. I don't think... There are many other happy protest songs.
Well, it's, you know, maybe it's a sign of the times. Happy protest songs new millennium.
The thing about protest songs is they're usually so miserable and they bring you down. Mm. We wanted a protest song to kind of lift you up.
Right.
And so the lyrics, I don't sit down to write about the Gulf War or Bush or whatever. It just was just pissing me off at the time, really. It was just too much to ignore. So it just fed through and through the unconscious and into a song. There's one other political song, but generally we don't do political songs because usually it's a crap thing to write about, I think.
Well, it's always hard, I think, for an audience, perhaps, unless they're completely in tune with you, to sort of hear this stuff, because people are always, you know, wary of being preached to or something. So you have to be very careful, right?
I don't worry about that, because if you believe in something strong enough, you should sing about it.
Okay.
You know, when we wrote this, which was early last year, it would have probably been a much more unpopular song than it is now.
Yeah, things have changed a little.
Things have changed, yeah. And the mood is very much that...
Actually, if you'd have written this 5 or 6 years ago, it probably would have been really unpopular.
It'd have been the end of your career.
Yeah, over. Okay, never playing them again.
Over here it would.
Well, we would have played you. So what's going on this summer then? Obviously, the record's out over in Europe. I'm presuming there's a tour afoot.
A tour afoot? Yeah, we just did a tour of Britain and, you know, Europe, and we're doing festivals, playing with the Police in a couple of weeks in Britain. And then we're hoping to come over here in September, October. We're looking for a good tour to come on and to come on our own as well.
All right.
We really want to come back here. We kind of had unfinished business in America. What happened after Laid was Ed Eckstein, who'd been head of the record company, who loved us, got deposed, and Danny Goldberg came in. And Angelo Badalamenti had fired Danny Goldberg from a movie a few years earlier.
Uh-oh.
So Danny Goldberg wouldn't even meet us or see us, and Stiff James, and, you know, completely dissed us. And
I think they put your follow-up record out and then just sort of like left it there, basically,
they
right?
They did. Yeah. I mean, his second command took us in a room and privately told us what was going on and apologized and said, sorry, that's the end of you in America.
Wow.
So, and it's one of those political things that you can't do anything about, you know. So we kind of would really much like to come back here and play to people, because, you know, we left a lot of friends behind.
Sure did. Oh, there's a few of them here. Control room's packed
in
there.
We can feel the love.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we'll throw it back to you for our second set. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to give away some copies of the CD. It's coming out here in September, but we have some import copies of the new album. James are our guests on Morning Becomes Eclectic, and it's 89.9 KCRW.
Is that our cue?
Sure is.